This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, October 2nd. While U.S. trade deals give the commodity markets a boost Monday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The live cattle market was really climbing. The trade deal really lifted these futures. Finally, commercial buying stepped in to the futures support, and it seems like these futures are really the highest that they've been in maybe 10 years. It looks like that the demand is really on the rise right now. We're expecting that there's going to be a lot more on the horizon. Now, today is the first day of the fourth quarter of this year, and it's starting to really look good. Now, the feeder cattle's also spiked up. There has been a little bit of a sell-off once we got into those higher numbers, and that's because I think some of the grain market's coming up, and there's a little concern that perhaps the feed will get a little bit more expensive.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up a half point at 5.10 and three quarters. December corn was up 9.5 at 3.65 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6 even to 6.17. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for October were up a quarter point, ranging from 6.21.5 to 6.41.5. The NS wheat with 14% protein prices for October were up 9.75, ranging from 6.62.25 to 6.72.25. Live cattle for October were up 22.5 cents at 113.90. October feeder cattle were up 47.5 cents at 158.87.5, and October Class 3 milk was up 11 cents at 15.91.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.